Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Oh, let's see. It's been a minute since I've done a Fat America for you guys. You want a Fat America?
Yeah. Absolutely.
This one's pretty wild to me. KFC and Oreo have collaborated to create a fried chicken cookie. Cookie has typical Oreo chocolate wafers, but isn't fried directly. Instead, the cream inside is the whole 11 herbs and spices flavor. There's no actual chicken involved. Ew. But I would imagine if you're eating it, you're like, this does taste like KFC chicken. Oh, you're making a face over there. I know you'd eat it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, don't give me a savory cookie.
I don't know. I mean, then it'd just be a savory cookie biscuit. Then it'd just be, we call it a biscuit,
listen,
right?
I don't know. Why don't you take it up with the people at Oreo? But it's a KFC and Oreo collaboration.
It might not be bad between the two vanilla Oreo wafers.
Fine, I'm throwing it away.
I do not accept these cookies.
No? Okay.
No.
The problem with these cookies is they are going to make you go poo-poo.
Well, yeah.
Like, probably a lot.
I don't like that.
But I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to want to go poo-poo at the front bathrooms here at our office. Which, side note, are like the worst bathrooms ever, in my opinion.
You don't like them?
There's the whole issue, which we're going to get into here, with the locking mechanism on this door.
Yeah.
You never remember if they're locked or not.
Well, there's no distinct, like, it is locked, you know, especially
right.
from the inside. You can't tell.
No, you can't tell at all.
Yeah.
Because as a guy, too, there are individual bathrooms up front.
Yeah.
As a guy, you're just used to walking in and grabbing a urinal, and the door closes behind you, you know, and you just do your thing. With these, sometimes you forget because you walk in to go do your thing, and you just forget to lock the door. I've been midstream a few times, and I peek over at that. I'm like, Did I lock that?
Down.
And Katie was just telling us an awesome story off the air, and I was like, we should probably talk about that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everybody's walked in on somebody they don't want to see, right?
I mean, we've all been there, right? Where you walk into a bathroom, somebody's sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
And, you just,
and you're like, oh,
is
no.
that awkward well, eye
you're
contact?
You're both so shocked.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I used to do it
away.
A lot.
You can't look away.
I used to do it a lot. Sadly, I mean, I don't want to make fun or whatever, but this is real life. I worked at an old folks home for a retirement community for like 4 years. And the amount of times that you'd walk into a restroom, and there'd be a sweet little old man sitting on the toilet.
And Hi, Mr. Johnson.
That is shocking. That is shocking. And the number of times that happened to me, I can't even tell you. I mean, hundreds.
The eye contact, right? Because he can't look away. Like,
yeah.
You both lock eyes, and it's like,
terror. And it's different, too, when it's like a really elderly person sitting there. And they're just kind of staring at the ground, and it's just like, it's like, hey, would this be the last time? That's all I thought about while they were in there. I was like, is this the last time that I'll have to do this? Yes. Or they're so frail they could get sucked down in.
Yes.
I wasn't going to poke fun. Knock it off,
you can't poke fun. No, it's real life, Jeremy.
It's real life.
Like, sometimes you walk in
so
on people.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell everyone what happened here at a place of business, our office.
Well, you know, it was just that. Like, somebody walked into the bathroom and there was somebody in there already on the toilet, and it was the awkward eye contact that was made that you just can't forget. It'll just never leave your brain. That'll be ingrained in there forever. But then after, it was just like, oh my gosh, like, it's shocking, right?
Well, and I hate the, for me, I've had it happen a few times, and the exclamation is always, you know, don't you ever knock? And I'm like, don't you ever lock?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Lock the door.
And that's
the thing with those bathrooms, though.
Yeah,
you don't remember to lock them, and you don't know when you're in there and you look at the door if it's locked or not.
Well, it's funny, because I guess the person who was on the toilet, their exclamation was, I thought you would knock.
See?
It's like, well, I thought you would knock.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
Yeah, exactly.
God, that's got to be awkward. Now, because then you got to work with that person
from
here on out,
and
too.
And then you have that connection with them. Like, remember
I saw
that
you
time?
You don't
want to
see any of your coworkers sitting on the toilet with their pants around their ankles.
Especially, here's the thing. I don't know if it's just like, because this was a guy. This is a man who was on the toilet. And that is just an image.
The woman saw him.
The woman saw him. And it's just an image that will be forever ingrained into their memory.
Why?
Of just like sitting on the toilet with their pants around their ankles and their fleshy legs just hanging
it's
out.
It's chicken thighs.
They're almost
white.
Translucent. Like, and they're a little hairy.
Yeah.
You know, like the tan line's weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's
we're
just
all hunched over, sitting there, playing on our phone.
Yeah. And the phone part, right?
Like, it's like vulnerable, right?
It's so vulnerable.
It's a very vulnerable moment for a man.
Oh, for the man.
For the man, because like, you guys are used to it, right?
This is what we do. We're
it's what you do.
Sitting.
You're sitting all the
it's
time.
It's like we just sit. Like, our legs dangle. We're like, hey, it's like a roller coaster ride. But for you guys, I feel like it's very much.
That's an intimate moment for us.
And some of you take your shirts off. Like,
yeah, sometimes you get fully naked.
You know, it's deliberate.
You get hot.
So it's like when you walk in on
that. Can you imagine walking into that here at work? Your coworker completely naked on the toilet. I feel so. I'm not going to mention who walked in on this guy, but I feel really bad for her.
Yeah. No, I do too. I do too. And, but when she told me the story, I don't think I've laughed that long in a really long time because, again, she really focused on the eye contact with this man.
That's the worst part because there is that. Because you probably only make eye contact for 2-3 seconds, right?
But it feels like a lifetime.
But it feels like you stand there for 45 minutes.
It feels like four seasons went by and people had birthdays while you were making
yes.
eye contact.
Oh,
like,
my God. It's
so
fantastic.
Bad.
So funny.
So bad. Oh,
well,
goodness.
I guarantee you there's going to be a few people that work in this office that are listening right now that are going to go do it on purpose.
I know.
I forgot to lock.
I heard you like this.
Oh, not again. All right, so let's talk about hair.
Okay.
Most of us have it.
Yeah.
Mine is slowly disappearing.
It's there.
Yeah, it's I shaved it. I've done it before. I got to grow it back right now. I'm in the process of trying to. I'm like, come on. Come on.
Because your
mom. My mom is making me grow my hair back because she wants to get family pictures where the entire family gets together. You know, outside, and we all wear jeans and white shirts.
I know, yeah. And you jump up in the air at the same time.
Get a random yellow lab out there with us. And, so I got to grow it back, so I'm working on it.
Yeah.
It's slow.
It's happening.
Is there any, like, oils or anything, magic potions?
Yeah, there's shampoos.
Yeah,
there's
shampoo.
Oils. We can put out, we can start a prayer group.
We should have just put on a wig.
We can do all kinds of stuff. Oh, there's also that.
Hold on, I like the prayer group idea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can all put some good feelers out there for you.
All right. There was a time, though, I was dating a young lady. Katie.
Okay.
And she started to lean towards the dark side.
Oh.
She was kind of getting a little gothic.
Oh, okay.
But
yes.
To appease the girlfriend and to keep getting smooches, I dyed my hair like black. Jet black. Can you
really?
Imagine? Pasty white Jeremy with black hair.
No.
Oh, it was so bad.
It was like Sid from Toy Story, huh?
Yes, it was so bad. Oh, no. My mom hated it.
I bet she did.
Oh my God, she hated it. Yeah. I came across a picture of me like that, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. I was sorting through some stuff, and there I was standing with that ex-girlfriend, and I was like, and I had like a wife beater t-shirt on, you know?
We need to see this.
I know.
Yeah. I know.
No, that was quickly put in the shredder.
That picture.
It was bad. But that was a bad hair experience. And then shortly thereafter, she started sleeping with the guy at Applebee's. So I just shaved my head.
Oh, was that girlfriend?
It was that girl.
Oh, no.
She sucks.
As you can tell, she wasn't good for me.
No, she wasn't.
The day that we broke up, I think my mom did a hallelujah.
Your mom threw a party.
Oh, man. I think she called everybody in her prayer group and said, my prayers have been answered.
Hallelujah.
That slut is gone.
They're done.
Do you have a bad hair story?
Oh, I have the worst. Actually, you all might remember because it was when I first started working here at Mix 100. I was trying to go blonde. So I teamed up with a salon and they were kind of, you know, doing something for me where like because you can't just like go blonde as a person who has, you know, darker hair. You kind of have to transition into that. So it's multiple appointments where you go from a darker hair color to a blonder hair color. And my mom does hair for a living and I'll never forget. She saw pictures that I was posting and she was like, honey, why is your hair getting so thin? And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm going blonde, Mom. It's blonde. Mm-hmm. It's so cute. I'm cute like everybody else. And then my hair slowly started to like fall
was
out.
It falling out?
And
like
I was
you killed
noticing it.
It.
Yeah, like it was very dry and brittle. And I was like, what is happening? And it was, I was in Steamboat Springs and I was putting my hair back into a ponytail because it was getting so short. And I was like, what is happening? And I'll never forget putting it in a ponytail.
And the ponytail fell off.
Well, no, and just like, but you know, putting it back and pulling my hair out. And there was like, my whole hand was covered in hair.
No.
And I was just like,
that's got to be terrifying.
It made me cry so hard. And immediately, you know, you go back to the salon and you trust these people with something that you don't realize means so much to you. That's the thing. I didn't put a whole lot of, I guess, effort into my hair. I didn't care so much about it until it started falling out. And then mm-hmm. it's all I could think about. And I'll never forget when I went back to that salon and I started to tell them, I'm like, I don't know if I'm using the wrong product. I don't know if this or that. And that lady told me, well, maybe you should go to the doctor and see if it isn't something hormonal.
You're like, no, it was you.
So now
you were bleach happy.
Not only do I have hair that's falling out of my head and I was just devastated by it, now I'm worried.
Yeah.
I'm like, Is there something off internally wrong with me? Like, I thought they were going to be like, oh, we did this wrong.
Right.
Let's do this.
They're like, no, this is you.
I thought they were going to help me fix it. And they told me that it was something internally wrong with me.
Yeah.
And it was my fault.
Have
and
you checked
I just,
your lymph nodes lately?
Immediately. Like, first of all, I never went to that salon again.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I stopped using, like, the products that she told me to. And, I mean, I was, like, if you've ever been to a salon, it's like 10 times as much as the hair stuff you pay for
in
the grocery store.
It's way more than the
and
box.
So I am paying all this money for my hair that is falling out of my head. So I stopped using the hair products. I started dyeing my hair with box dye, and I used the Tresemme shampoo. And as
ooh,
you can
la
see,
la.
I have a lot of hair.
You're very
have,
thick and luxurious right now.
I have a right lot now. Of hair. It
it's got a nice
back.
Sheen to
so
it.
So this is like 2 years
almost
later.
Almost oily.
So that happened like two... Shut up, Jeremy. That happened like 2 years ago, and I stopped doing everything they
it's
recommended
taken this long.
And I because I have curly
yeah.
hair
yeah.
and it takes a long time for it to grow back. But I was talking to my mom again, who does hair for a living, and she's like, they double processed your hair. That's what happened.
That's exactly what
I
was thinking.
They double processed
it
because she could tell. She
yeah.
looked at it and said, I can tell you exactly what happened to your hair.
Yeah.
And so, but I tell you what.
What?
All of my trust
mm-hmm.
is out the window.
Gone.
I can't even get my hair cut by somebody else.
Unbelievable.
I have to go home and have my mom do it.
I can tell.
Because my because
your mom has one eye, so.
Oh, but I trust
you're a little
her.
Lopsided.
I trust her. She knows how to cut hair.
Listen.
So, but I know people have these stories.
That's the thing. Everybody's got a bad hair story.
Yes.
Ladies, were you fried? I know so 303-691-1649. Phone lines are wide open.
Yeah.
I know somebody, a woman who went in to get her perm done. Like this was a few years ago.
Yeah.
She got the perm and the perm went bad.
Yeah.
And it was like she looked like a majestic lion.
Oh,
like
no.
Her hair was so huge and so massive because of this perm. It like they left it in too long or something and it just went woof.
Yeah.
And there's no getting that back down.
Yeah.
Because you got the perm in there.
And it's like one of the first things people see. So it's
yeah.
like you are so self-conscious about your hair and you don't even realize it until something goes wrong.
Katie, you were talking about how now you're just strictly the hair dye out of the box at
yeah.
Wally World now.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to brag, but that's what I do when I need to cover up some of the gray.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice and affordable.
It is, and it works great.
You can do it at home. It doesn't take hours.
You know what always terrified me, though?
What's that?
Knick Knack had some similar experiences, my wife, Knick Knack. And she got to a point, too, where she was just more or less like, I'm sick of paying so much for all
yeah.
this. She didn't necessarily have her hair fall out. But you know what I had to do? This was a few years ago when like the highlight streaks were really a big thing.
Yeah.
So she would go buy the box of stuff and we would sit in the bathroom. She would sit on the edge of the tub.
And she'd do it for you.
Not for me. She'd put
oh,
that thing
her?
On her head. The cap that comes in the box,
yeah.
the rubber cap with
yes.
like 100 holes in it.
Yeah.
And I had to sit there with the little crochet hook and pull her hair out of the holes, you know. And then highlight them blonde for her
yep,
and
yeah.
sit there and pray to God I didn't screw it up somehow. You know how stressful that is?
No, it's...
For a guy to do that to his wife's hair?
Absolutely.
And I always, again, was always like, you know what? If this turns out bad, this is on you. This isn't on me.
Right? You're like...
I have no sort of stylist certificate, right?
Yeah, no. You take no responsibility for something
zero
like
responsibility.
That.
I got another one for you, though.
What's that?
Josh is grabbing these calls. I had a friend who did that whole thing that you'd see like on America's Funniest Home Videos. She was in the kitchen making, I don't know what it was, brownies, a cake. She did the thing where she leaned over too far and the mixer was going.
Oh, no.
And it sucked her hair into the mixer.
Oh.
and took out a massive chunk.
Ouch.
A massive chunk out of her hair. Just completely ripped it out. Can you even imagine?
No, terrifying.
The pain with that.
The pain. And you don't realize how much you love your hair until you don't have it.
Well, you don't realize how much force is in those electric mixers either. Because it'll just grab your hair and rip it right out.
Right out of your head.
I don't know. She wasn't the most health conscious person, so I guarantee you that she baked them up anyway and ate them.